And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thanks so much for being here.
Always good.
Okay, so this morning we're going to talk about something that has been on everyone's mind since cannabis was legalized in 2012. Consumption. It's supposed to be treated like alcohol, and you can drink alcohol in a bar. Can't really use cannabis the same way, but it's supposed to be the same. Leland, can you shed some light on this for us? Where are we now that we're like 10 years later on this one?
Yeah, we're almost 10 years into this. And, you know, there's a few places in Denver that allow use under certain conditions. You know, it is where the International Church of Marijuana is, for goodness sake. And there's cannabis cooking and growing classes. There's glass blowing demonstrations, yoga, painting, massage. They use cannabis-infused oils in massage and techniques. You can rent a limousine or a bicycle to visit dispensaries or create your own walking tour. You could do these things. But still, it's always been a problem for tourists. I mean, tourists, you know, it's less of a problem now because there's more states that are legal, but tourists would come, buy some cannabis, and there's nowhere to use it unless they have a hotel where they're staying that allows it, or that you know somebody here and you can go to their home. And on January 1st, 2020, the city of Denver made it easier to create consumption lounges in interesting ways. There was a law passed, and it was almost just begging for entrepreneurs to step up and do something. And so far, not much has happened. I'm not exactly sure why, but not a lot has happened. The city of Denver also recently approved marijuana hospitality license for Colorado Cannabis Tours. And according to the Denver Post, the tour company still has several more requirements to meet before they can actually allow people to use it on their buses, but they're able to host pot-friendly classes and parties at the headquarters. And that's what founder Michael Eimer says. You know, from the beginning, Colorado Cannabis Tours, the whole idea was taking customers on tours of dispensaries, cultivations, extraction facilities. I remember being on one of those tours early on. It was really fun just sitting in a bus and smoking dope while driving around to facilities around town. And the driver always had to be cordoned off so that they were in a completely different space. And that law changed. And they're, you know, they don't allow that anymore, but that may soon change again.
I do think it's odd though that we had buses driving around with people using cannabis on it before we have something like a bar. You know, it seems like that would be an easy treat marijuana like alcohol as part of Amendment 64, that would be the easy first step, right? To try to open cannabis lounges that are equivalent to like a bar. But no, we have buses driving around with people's first.
That's and that only lasted about a year. And the city of Denver put a stop to that. Now, you know, the city of Boulder is grappling with this issue as well. The city's Cannabis Licensing and Advisory Board has been taking input over the last year. And some of the recommendations, according to the Daily Camera, are limiting the hours of operation to no later than 10 p.m., requiring smaller doses of edibles, requesting the customers sign a pre-entrance waiver that includes a transportation plan, and restricting entry to those 25 or older. That last one's kind of sticky. It's based around the concept that the young brain doesn't develop until the late 20s. I understand that. And I can see why we have to start thinking ahead. You know, when alcohol was restored again, we didn't think about it at all. We just opened places up and that was it. So I appreciate the fact that people are trying to think about that. But limiting the access to people over 25 could drive younger people to alcohol bars. Yeah, the city of Boulder once embraced its hippie heritage. You know, it really did. You know, where the hip meet the trip. That was a Newsweek story back in the 1970s. But city's not very kind to marijuana. At best, it's done the least it can, even with the extra money that marijuana taxes bring to the city. It just goes into the general fund. Nobody knows exactly what happens there. And back when the rules were created, the city had no experience with marijuana. Neither did the state, neither did anybody. And they created a few rules that went even beyond the states. That's how bad Boulder was about that. A lot of those had to be brought back a couple of years later because they were just too you know, just too much, you know, and the state was trying to do the same thing. And the city just didn't believe it and wanted to do it on its own. I remember during one city council meeting, city attorney saying that the physical barrier between recreational and medical facilities was for bookkeeping purposes. Oh boy. So these are just recommendations at this point. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of back and forth from the city council before any decision is made. And it should be interesting to see how long it takes for the city to get this together. I'm predicting years.
So interesting. And like we said earlier on, 10 years on and still very much grappling with even trying to get like a bar or lounge open in a, well, like you said, a hippie friendly place like Boulder. That says a lot.
Just to have a place, you know, Amendment 64, it says treat marijuana like alcohol. And that's the one place where the state just hasn't, no state actually has been able to figure it out.
Yeah, and being able to do that would certainly go a long way to address some of the stigma that causes so much issue. So thank you for keeping us in the loop with all of that, Leland. And we'll catch you next time. And you can catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. Thanks so much, Leland.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.